So having understood different types of customers and probability, certain ways to handle them with the 9 rules to handle difficult customers, we enter into the phase of complaining customers, because understand one aspect out of earlier discussion comes out that it is essential 90% of the customers do not complain, only 10% complain. Now that's the stage where the organization has to have rugged mechanism to take the complaint in, consider it as a feedback and go about handling it. Then only you can win these customers and retain them. So what are those complaint handling approach? So complaining customers and how one can handle. So those customers who are resort to a complaint does so due to following reason. They do so because first is expectations not fulfilled. They were expecting something. They came to you with certain expectation that did not get fulfilled. Not getting same product or the service attention. Now they have a multiple interaction with you. In the past you have been very warm. In the past you gave sufficient time, but this time you couldn't, etc. So then also they feel a little offended. Effects of multiplicity. Effects of multiplicity means today technology, various touch points through which it gets information, even competitive pressure has forced you to develop so many product range. So right from range, the network, whether to go online and buy, go to the brick and mortar shop or take the price from this thing and then take decisions. What is it? So that's also a complex, multiple touch points. So customer have, you have opened multiple delivery, you have opened multiple business verticals for him, business, different ways to do business, online, offline, etc. Even customer lifetime has gone in such a way that he touches the brand, he touches his need fulfillment through different ways and means and different places, etc., different time. All those have created multiplicity problem. Now, therefore, something somewhere going wrong is a high probability, and therefore they wish to complain. I give you a simple example. I have got into a relationship with one of the Ayurvedic oil making company for my hair. This thing, even the first interaction, there was a problem because the delivery, though I have feed in the information, somehow the delivery went to the wrong pin code and took time. The next time when I'm dealing with them, I found that the email capturing field, there is some problem because I am entering my email, but there it is typing in a reverse order. So you see that this is multiplicity related problems. So that's what I'm trying to give you an idea. So we come to a stage of ideal or scientific or rugged approach to handling customers, whichever way you look at it. Broadly speaking, in any service recovery, now customer complaining means something has gone wrong. Be it product or be it service, the word is service recovery, but in both cases, ultimately it's a service. So the word service recovery means doing things when things go wrong. That's the service recovery. Doing things when customer complain. Okay. Encounter this at the three elements. So there are service recovery encounters, complaining customer when he is. Three aspects to be looked at, aspects, elements, whatever you can say. What leads to that? So environmental elements, physical settings. So one could be the reason of an environmental this thing, as a result the interaction has not happened the way it is. Technical elements, whether the process, so I told you that example, the email is I type my email and generally it is @gmail.com, there it was getting type reverse. moc.gmail, this thing then. So that's what a technical problem. And third is personal presentation, verbal behavior and non-verbal behavior. If you are online, verbal behavior, even when you are offline, verbal and body language behavior. Now these are the three areas essentially from which complaining a situation gets developed. So that has to be taken care of first. So when service failure happens, we have understood three areas from where the complaining this thing may emerge. So what are the options available, response options available to the customers? So service encounter is unsatisfactory. So what will happen? Customer has a three prone response options available to him. First is take some form of public action, take some form of private action, take no action. Now, we understand each one of them. Public actions are of what type that he can take? Complain to your service firm. He complains to you formally and seeks the service resolutions. Complain to third party. He writes to consumer body. Complains to third party. He writes to lawyer, whatever, given notice to them, etc. Third party. Take legal action. So, that's what, you know, he takes directly legal action to seek redressal to his grievance. Okay. Complain to the service firm, complain to third party and take legal action. So, I have gone through, said this all. So, recently from one of the leading online store, I have called for the LAN wire. I got duplicate. So, I first wrote to them, not finding suitable this thing. So, I wrote to third party. Third party was an influencer, you know, whose article I have been believing. And I wanted him to try and see if he can. That didn't happen. So, now using the consumer body who supports the consumer cause, I have given a legal notice to them. So, that's a public action. Form of a private action, defect. You know, I will not want to get into all these things. I will straight away abandon them and go back. So, like I return the goods now today in the online that is possible. I recover my cash and go and give the order to somebody else. Negative word of mouth. I will go online or I will go even offline and create a negative word of mouth. Okay, creating negative word of mouth. So, that's a form of a private action. And take no action. I will not take action. But for sure, I am not going to come to you. So, that's those are those 90% customers. So, this is a response option available to the customer. So, the customer who at least complains, you know, then there is a certain expectations from him. These expectations are known as fair practice expectations. So, we have three dimensions that we need to understand. What makes your practice fair to the customers? So, that's the meaning of it. Now, how do you do that? There are three dimensions. These are also known as a justice dimension of the service recovery, complaint handling and service recovery process. When the customer complains, he expects a fairness. Fairness, when I say fairness of handling him, handling his customer complaint that he has made. And this is known as a justice dimension. At the end, he should feel that he has given required due justice. So, what are those justice dimensions? Procedural justice, interactional justice, outcome justice, as the name suggests, is my complaint handled in a right procedural manner, right people with whom I am allowed to interact, and do they give me a right justification for the outcome of their final decision? Decisions may not be in my favor, but do they provide you right reasoning for that outcome? All these three things, if handled appropriately, it will lead to customer satisfaction. It will not only lead to customer satisfaction, will become because the recovery is taking place. Service is getting recovered from that point of failure to point of recovery. Therefore, the satisfaction builds in. Now, I am explaining those three dimensions. What is procedural dimension? Procedural dimension means, is there a rugged internal process? That's the first of all. Having a process, it should be received by the right person. So, process should ensure that from the call center or the one email where the customer is supposed to complain, process is there that complaint is reached to the right person within the organization or the division. So, either way, and then there is a complaint closure procedure being detailed out. So, once the guy receives the complaint, what is the closure procedure that he has to follow, whether that is getting complied or not. So, closure is with the customer side. So, that's what procedural justice. With this online company, I have often found that the procedural justice of closing the complaint is not at all fair, especially both a mobile operator that I have dealt with, because I have more than one number. They are abruptly keen to close your this thing. So, they may do certain things and they declare your complaint closure. Then you are made to reopen them. So, that's what is the incorrect procedure. Procedural justice. Interactional justice. How is my interaction? How are they interacting with me? Whether the right person interacts with you. If it's a call center person again coming to you, know that he is not a right person. He is just a media intermediary who have no authority, right? Understand the problem presents self appropriately. So, whether interaction is in a direction where effort is made to understand your problem or not, adheres to timeline. Interaction also has to have a timeline. Your problem cannot remain open forever. Complaint understood and addressed in a fair manner. Is there an interaction that gives you a perspective that your complaint is understood well and it is getting attended in a right manner? So that's an interaction justice and outcome justice. Rejecting a complaint is fine, but was there a due diligence? Okay. Not merely thrust upon you, ensuring it is convincing enough for the complainant accepting complaint. When you make a complaint, outcome justice is at least there is an acceptance that also comes under the procedural justice, ensuring it is convincing. You think you have given enough information and therefore it is convincing. First be communicated. It should be also communicated through you, not through SMS. If you have done a written complaint or an email complaint, you should get a written this thing in the same manner. Efforts should be made to resolve the issue. So, idea is not to victimize you. Idea is not to tell you as a customer that you were wrong, you did a late reporting or you did an incorrect, you did not provide sufficient supportings, etc., etc. Idea is that is there an effort to resolve? That's what a customer wants to see. So these are those three justice dimension, procedural justice, interactional justice, outcome justice. So customers, when in the state of complaint or being in the state of aggrieved, there is an emotional state which starts working. For any marketer, it is essential to understand, especially those who are customer centric. So this and some other slides will give you that perspective. Quickly, you and me know that we are a human being affected by emotions. Now, from this point of view, customer as well as the employee who faces such service failure gets emotionally attached, emotionally affected. Therefore, the people in this customer handling, etc., need to know the significance of emotions and work towards seeing that either this is handled well so that there is a balance to outcome and the effect as such. Emotionally involving consumers are typically upset with. So, the consumers who are emotionally charged, you know, now their involvement with you is operating on an emotional level. So, they are not upset about you, but they are upset about what is happening to them due to your processes, due to your people, structure, technology that you use. So, keeping that in mind, now you will have a customers really want is justice satisfied. They need a satisfactory outcome to their problem. They don't want to get into too many hassles. They want a satisfactory outcome to what has gone wrong. Now here, you will have people in a three different state: positive, neutral, negative. How does this happen? So now when in an emotional state, person who is in an emotional state of a positive state, however, he is still a positive about various things. And in such case, person is willing to look at everything objectively. He looks at your product, he looks at your service, far more better than those who are in the neutral or negative way. He is open, that's another word. Individuals in a positive emotional state are not motivated to engage in systematic processing. Now, because the state in which they are not keen to understand system, technology or such kind of a failure. While appreciate that, they need a basic solutions. They need a simple resolution to their issues that they failed, or the complaint or the service failure that has happened with them. Individuals who are in a negative state of emotion gets into understanding how do you operate, what's your process, who's the person whom we can escalate to. He's like kind of need to get proper attention addressed. He seeks the procedural probe, etc. He gets into that. Now, if you handle this well, then certain threatening situation which otherwise would arise can be taken care of. Customers who are in a negative emotions will respond to service failure. After evaluating complete experience that he had. So at least those who are in that, you know, state of a strong negative emotion or strong emotions, like they essentially look at how this entire experience of post-failure, post-complaint stage was handled by the organization. Now, the way you handle, the way you close things are of far more importance than their experience of a failure itself. And if that is handled well, they are most likely to come to you. So this is a framework of emotion reducing model. Now, if you see, right, start from the left-hand side node where service recovery strategy. So you have your service recovery strategy in place. So when the service failure happens or a customer gets into a complaint, if suppose the person is at a emotional stage, or we look at it from the cognitive stage. So there was an alternative, which is a cognitive response. If you get into cognitive response, which is knowledge driven, which is trying to impart knowledge, understanding, making customer aware about your process, making customers know how he should have complained and blah blah. Now in that case, what happens when you adopt to that, there are two possible outcomes. Either customer will feel satisfied or customer will be in a state of a distributive justice, wherein he will try to look at the whole thing maybe from your eyes or eyes at a macro level, bird's eye view, and then he will try to save, you know, the kind of, he is trying to assign, company was almost 70% there, they tried helping, etc., but he will reserve something for himself. So now, as you can see, that may not be every time working for you. So as you can see, that more he gets into a distributive justice, or after your cognitive response, if customer more gets into distributive justice, the likelihood that his behavior will turn negative. We have earlier slides, we have told you that how the negative guy, you know, gets in, and he will want to probe a lot about your procedural aspects and technology aspects, etc. While if you adopt to an emotional response model, two things are most likely. You may be able to positively handle, the person is there with the positive state of mind while he is interacting with you. He is in a positive emotional state. So now we have understood earlier how one can handle them, offering simple solutions to his problem. Or customer is talking to you with a negative state of emotional mind. And now in that case, again, customer will get into too much of a probing of procedurals and the way you handle things, and at the end either it will be resolved and be with you, or at the end he may develop a negative customer behavior. So that negative customer behavior make him think about entire experience, and that entire experience itself can be for you if it is handled well, or can go against you. If it is for you, the customer is most likely to come to you again and again. If it is against you, he may altogether switch the party, switch the supplier. Now, while handling at an emotion level, if the customer starts perceiving that, you know, you are not attuned to his or her emotional state, now what will happen? You become a party to the problem itself. So then your ability to pacify, solve this thing gets absolutely minimized. Sales representative in such situation should handle in such a way that he reduces the effort on the part of the customer. He doesn't compel customers to go through procedural demand of your inherent organization structure or SOP that you might have. Doing so increases the likelihood that they will return to the company. Now, when you are able to handle that emotion, this thing, by probably overcoming certain mandatory SOPs, etc., what happens is the likelihood that the customer will remain and return back to you. If I had to give you an example from my real life, recently the work in my house is supposed to have been undertaken, you know, which is a, say, like major repair. Now, as a result, the Airtel Extreme, this thing that I had to disband the broadband. So first, when I called up, they said there is a procedural hitch. I am, because they're black customers, they will have to disengage, separate the mobile and separate the broadband services, then they will disconnect. Now, having done that, I thought, okay, my work will be done. So when I next again call to verify whether that has been happened, so again the other lady tells me, no sir, we have just separated you. You want us to disconnect the broadband? Then I take the request, but you have to pay your balance amount as of now. So I fulfill that. Even after that, it has not happened. Or I again called up the next day. The third lady comes online and tells me, sir, you will have to pay additional. So earlier I paid almost 800 plus because it was a significant time with which I am going. My billing cycle was still due. But then this lady they again asked me to deposit 13 rupees. I said, "Arey, ma'am, I have already done this yesterday. Can't you see it?" And I got into that argument. So that's the time. Fortunately, she took the call. Then I said, "I want to talk to your senior." That's the time she took the call, wherein she said, "Okay, sir, I am disconnecting. I am putting this thing in the safe custody." So you see, at times she is overruled certain mandatory this thing. So one, this thing is okay. Likelihood, I felt at the end, okay, my this thing was resolved. Complain. So to meet the customer expectation. Now this is on the representative side. Next, this thing will tell you about the management side. How does the representative should go about anticipate and head off the need for follow-up calls? So he should anticipate the next line of action by that customer. Do not force him to call again and again, etc. So that's the first thing that least you can do. Address the emotional side of interaction. When you realize that the customer is talking to you from that emotional perspective, be gentle, be compensate to him, have an empathy. So all your entire language, tone, body, this thing has to become that way. Minimize the response for a need for the customers to switch the service channel, etc. Now many times they compel you, okay sir, you have to send an email. Now I'm talking to customer service executive, he or she tells me you have to send an email, etc. You are making customers jump the customer handling channel. That also is a big disturbing this thing. Listen to and learn from the disgruntled emotional customers. There is a lot of learning that you can take, and focus on problem solving, not the speed. Now when you are handling emotional customers, essence is not on the speed. Essence is on whether you are understanding and helping him to solve the problem. So that's on the employee side. On the management side, managers with the insights. So managers should also have certain insights when they know that their organization is susceptible and many emotional interactions are happening. Product is such. You have to train your personnel to identify emotionally charged customers and how to handle such people and for the service failure that has happened with such people. Okay, enable staff to tailor service recovery effort. Now, as I said earlier also, emotional, this thing has a three different state of emotion, positively charged, neutral, negative. Your staff should be able to respond to this people in a different way, and they should be able to offer a proper fit. So there should be variations allowed to them, empowered to use, empower frontline employees to ease negative emotion and diffuse customers' angers. So when they find that he is in a negative state of emotion, how smartly can he diffuse him, reduce his level of anger, level of frustration while dealing with your company. So that's how one side, the earlier slide we studied about executive, etc. The next one is the management. So broadly, seven ways to pacify an angry and dissatisfied customer. So we have completed earlier the emotional response model, emotional reducing model, framework, whatever you say, emotional reducing framework or the model. We enter into a separate section which is about seven ways to pacify an angry or dissatisfied customers. Earlier we have covered this, but there are certain strategies or certain ways to handle. This is about angry and dissatisfied customers, proposed ways to handle them, which is again like a guiding principles, etc. Listen. So idea is to give them the ears so that they feel that they have been heard upon, they have been understood, etc. Let them know you are truly sorry about it. So there also, it was told to you that you first apologize to him, whether it is your mistake or not. So make them know that you feel really sorry about their problem. Put yourself in their shoes. What if you would have been there, your feeling, etc., so that you will be able to feel their, anger and their dissatisfaction, etc. Remain cool, calm and collected. Means stay put. You don't have to get hassled yourself. If that happens, then you will be again subject to certain things which comes from your ego state, which you should not. So you remain calm, composed, so that you are able to offer solution which is within your empowerment. Never justify your wrongdoing. Never argue, defend if something has really been done wrong by you. Solve the problem in a way that it is fair to the both parties. So, attending a problem, giving a justification, solution should be fair, should be looked upon as a fair. Always end on a good note. So, always end on a good note. When all said and done, your closure should be very positively charged. So, you should learn those tactics. So, these are the 7 ways to handle angry or dissatisfied customers. So, now we enter into a service marketing perspective. So, every aspect of different nature of customers, we saw that angry, knowledgeable, etc., dissatisfied and all, and how to handle. Then we understood a very important framework, emotion reducing framework or the model. So, in that case, how that entire handling has to happen. Now, we enter a third set of section wherein service marketing perspective to the same subject of this chapter has been delivered to you. Service delivery. Experiences are intangible. Services when delivered, you cannot see, touch, feel. You only can probably experience, etc., which is an intangible thing. As a result, they also may be heterogeneous. The same beautician in the same parlor handling two different customers may feel different service level, or the same customers going to the same parlor being attended by the same service person may feel that service last time versus service this time have been different. So, there is a heterogeneity issue, inseparable and perishable. So, services are inseparable from the service delivery guy and service recipient. Both has to be together and perishable. If your services are not utilized for today, say like aircraft with 200 seats, if suppose 10 seats going empty, it is perishable. Means you cannot add those 10 seats the next day's flight, etc. So, now, those are those characteristics of a service. Any service delivery includes numerous touch points. Now, service deliveries are also compared to product have numerous more touch points. Services can be obtained via call, services can be obtained by putting email, services can be obtained by putting order on the app, etc. There are multiple touch points. So, the probability therefore is also high of some customer experience not good at some point of time. That's another characteristic of service in terms of customer handling. Customers are therefore more likely to complain more or go on social media, which may damage the brand. So, now we have earlier also understood certain access, certain routes available to customers, private, public, take no action. So, depending on that, here number of complaints also may be more, but the customer action also are very swift. The moment they complain, they need an expectation. If not, they will go public and they will shout about your level of service. Now, we need to look at the concept of service recovery and handling difficult customers in such scenarios. So, service recovery, new customers have much higher expectation than the regular customer. Service recovery, actually the principle is like a failure is bound to happen. Now, when the failure is happening, from there, what do you all do to see that customer expectations are fulfilled? That entire cycle is known as service recovery, for which organization has to formally also put processes and empower and authorize their employee to take certain immediate steps, spend certain amount or whatever, you know, they are empowered to take decisions so that further deterioration of service do not happen. New customers always, when they are coming to you, they do not have an experiential perception. They have a heard and read kind of a perception based and expectation based on what they have heard about you, seen about you. Failure to deliver the expected level will make the customer unhappy. So, as a result, he may come with probably over expectations, and your failure to reach there, he will feel that he is underserved. Unlike product, in service delivery, when failure happens, customer is generally in touch with the organization through the service providing employee. So, or technology touch points in services, while in the product, you purchase product, you come home and then you experience. But in service, the service provider and the customers are in touch. Either it is physically happening in his beauty parlor, or you went to give a courier and some problems happened, or technology, I am on a mobile phone and then I am into mobile banking for a particular bank. Some failure has happened. So, both are in still touch and both will know. Service provider also will know that this transaction has failed. So, that's another characteristics. What makes customer unhappy and complaining is inaction. lack of attention and by the service provider. Now, in such cases, especially in case of services, they feel more unhappy. The likelihood of those customers becoming emotional, this thing is very high because of inaction. Inaction is something that rattles them emotionally. In service marketing, service recovery is a term for systematic effort. I have earlier told you, by form to correct a problem following a service failure and to retain a customer's goodwill. So earlier I mentioned to you that after the complaint, after the failure happens, what all organization puts in to see that the basic expectations are fulfilled is known as a service recovery. Here the intention is you have to retain the goodwill of your customer. And that entire process of the cycle is known as a service recovery, for which organization has to have process, limits, milestone, empowerment and authority given to people. So that's about service marketing perspective. Recognize that the current customers are valuable. Now, one more important is, in service marketing, it is believed that the more repeat customers comes to you, more better for you. The cost of acquisition is practically zero and the relationship is started immediately, or rather, you know, in a short span, which you are leveraging to make the customer loyal, etc. So every organization needs to develop an effective program for service recovery. So recovery program for existing customer, recovery program for new customer can be slightly handled differently. Customers may not know about it, but you can have thin line of difference. Do the job right the first time. So essentially the total quality management says that do not lend into a situation of complaint arising in the first place. Effective complaint. However, if at all the complaint has come in, make it easy to give feedback, complain, inconvenience, doubtful payoffs, unpleasantness. So here make it easy to give feedback, or make it easy. How do you do this? Do the job right. And effective complaint handling means enable the customer to first complain to you, and then put those justice three parameters: procedural, interactive and outcome. And for that, you have to ensure that making complaint or giving a feedback is easy. You have made it upfront very clear that if there is any problem, this is what they have to do. Reduce the inconvenience. You know, I have purchased a land cord from one of the world's reputed online company. On finding that it is duplicate, I decided to complain, but they made hell out of inconveniences that they put me on. This gets only attended by the telecaller. I have to log in. Telecaller calls you from all the way from London and then asks you to upload invoice, upload this thing, which you don't know. They are willing to help you, but at that point of time, I do not want to see how I attach the Gmail message, or how to take a picture of the invoice and give, or how to go to their site and download invoice and attach to the conversation while it is going on. So they made it greatly inconvenience for me. I decided it, okay, I will not now proceed further. But I will not buy also from them. So that's what doubtful payoffs, Janel. So make it easy, reduce inconveniences if any. And the other reason customers do not come and complain is a doubtful payoff. Will I get attended? That's what doubtful. So you kind of put it upfront, the expected timeline in which the resolution can be expected in. And unpleasantness. When the dealing has to get into a closure mode and, you know, resolution, it may happen that customer or the service provider tries telling you what was not done right by customer, should have been complained within 24 hours, you know, you should have sufficient support teams to submit to us, and those kind of things. That gets into the different level. Will you create entire experience as an unpleasant experience? So that should be also taken care of, the effective procedure for service recovery. Enable effective service recovery. We are trying to further understand. Proactive procedure is planned and skill is taught. So how do you enable? You have laid down your process. There is a service recovery process, but you want that to be triggered. It should have an enablement. So for which you have to be proactive, a planned skill, the skill related to utilization of the service recovery process has been taught to the people. Establish appropriate compensation level. Be clear that, you know, if service failure has happened, you will have to compensate customers to a level, either replace the product or going beyond if the matter has gone much above. Now this establishing compensation level, there is one line, it should be linked to your position. So if the reputed organization, if this has to happen, their way of recognizing you should be of stature of that organization. Premium brand should also provide innovative solutions which not expected from a medium or a low-key brand, etc. How severe was the failure? What is the severity of the failure? Okay, this has happened, but it leads to what? What kind of impact, etc. So, how severe and who is affected? Now, that's where I told you earlier also, you can have a separate service recovery for your loyal or a premium or a relationship customers vis-a-vis new timer, new first customers, etc. So, who is affected is also important. So, in your service recovery entire scheme of things, these are the aspects that has been taken care of. Identify recurring service complaints. So, there are some complaints which you can identify are happening again and again. So, get into root cause analysis and then remove and finally resolve complaints effectively. Complaints resolution is not only about compensating or giving the replacements, etc. But it also matters, how amicably you solve, how you communicate to them, how you uplift the customers, feeling the right about their complaining, how do you value that associations, all those aspects come under resolve complaints effectively. So, what we have got is a perspective under this section is a service marketing perspective of customer handling and the type of customers. There was less of this thing here, up to the type of customer is still not been covered. I am going to come to that, but we have understood broadly the characteristics of various services and how it has to be handled. Thank you very much.